Have you ever found yourself, needing to draw a diagram, maybe for a system or a process or even just a simple flowchart? And you think about opening up some complicated software and you just, sigh. All that dragging and dropping, finding the right shapes, it can be a real drag. Well, today we're doing a deep dive into something that might just change all that for you. Croaky. It's this really interesting technology aiming to make visual communication way easier. But before we unpack exactly how it works and why it's getting attention, a quick word from our supporter.
This deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer. SafeServer handles hosting for software like Croaky and can really help with your digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so our mission today is to demystify Croaky. We've looked at the info from their GitHub repository, their official website, and we're going to break it down so anyone, really technical background or not, can get what it is, how it works, and why it might be a game changer.
Yeah, what's really fascinating, I think, is how Croaky bridges that gap, between just plain text and these quite complex, professional-looking visuals. It makes diagramming accessible in a way traditional tools often don't.
Right. So let's unpack that. At its core, Croaky creates diagrams from text descriptions. You literally write some simple text, maybe a few lines that look a bit like code, and boom, out pops a diagram.
Which sounds almost too simple, doesn't it? But why is that actually a big deal? Especially if you're maybe just starting out with diagrams. Most tools, they have a specific interface you need to learn. Drag and drop, menus. Sometimes different software for different types of diagrams. Croaky just cuts through that. Describe it in text, it draws it.
And here's where it gets really powerful, I think. Croaky is a unified API. That means it acts like one single doorway to a whole bunch of different diagram tools and libraries.
A massive array, actually.
Yeah. We're talking things like PlantUML, which is great for sequence diagrams.
Uh-huh. BPMN for business processes.
C4 for software architecture.
GraphFizz. Mermaid, which is super popular.
Excalidraw for more sketch-like diagrams. Dita, Erd. The list is huge.
It really is. And connecting that to the bigger picture, it just massively reduces friction. Think about developers, analysts, project managers, anyone needing to visualize something. Suddenly, you don't need to install 5 different tools, learn 5 interfaces, worry about compatibility.
Exactly. Croaky aims to be ready to use. No complex setup for the public service.
It's simple because of that unified API.
And it's free and open source, which is huge. It's on GitHub. The goal is a free service.
Plus, it's designed to be fast. Modern architecture. Pretty efficient.
So what does that mean for you listening? It means you can whip up quite sophisticated diagrams without needing graphic design skills. Or spending ages learning specific software. It's kind of a shortcut.
It is. It's a shortcut to clear communication. I remember wrestling with alignment tools and drawing software for ages. Just typing it sounds so much better.
Definitely. It forces you to think clearly, too, maybe. Like, you have to describe the relationships logically in text first.
That's a really good point, actually. It's not just about the output. Writing it down forces clarity, unlike just, randomly moving boxes around on a canvas.
Okay, so we get what it is and why it's pretty significant. But how does the magic happen? How does Croaky turn your text into, say, an SVG or a PNG image?
Right, the under-the-hood stuff. It mainly uses an HTTP API.
Mm-hmm.
An API is just, a standardized way for computer programs to talk to each other, send information back and forth.
Okay.
And Croaky handles both GetT and POSIX requests, basically ways of sending instructions.
So let's take the GET request first. That's where the diagram description gets encoded into the URL itself.
Exactly. So that simple example, bob-alice.hel, hello, in PlantUML.
Yep.
It gets compressed and encoded into this string of characters and becomes part of the URL, like GET PlantUML's VG, followed by that encoded string.
SysKJ2RKT3CockNLRR1IO4Zdosa70000 or something similar.
Yeah, something like that. It uses deflate compression and then base64 encoding. Sounds complex, but the point is it packages your text neatly into the web address.
But you don't need to do the encoding yourself necessarily, right? There are tools for that.
Absolutely. The docs even show a Python one-liner to do it. But often you'd use a library or an integration that handles it. However, there's also the POST request method.
Which is often simpler for users.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for longer diagrams. With POST, you don't stuff everything into the URL. You send the diagram source text, the type of diagram, and the output format you want, like SVG or PNG, usually as a JSON object in the request body.
So that Bob SLS at hello example would just look like sending a little package with a diagram source is the text, diagram type is PlantUML, output format is SVG.
Precisely. Much cleaner, much more readable, especially when your diagram description gets longer.
And you can even send plain text directly, apparently, with the right headers.
You can, yeah. Setting the content type header to text plain, then maybe the accept header for the output format. Or even put the output format in the URL path for a POSE, like POSE T Plantum Alice VG.
Okay, so the main point is flexibility. You can talk to Kroki using pretty much any standard web tool or code.
Any HTTP client, exactly. Browser, command line, like C or RL scripting languages.
So how does it manage all those different diagram types then? Mermaid, PlantUML, GraphViz, they're all separate projects.
Ah, that's down to its architecture. It's quite clever and modular. There's a central server. It's actually a Java web server acting as the main entry point, the gateway.
Okay.
But then for many of the individual diagram libraries, it uses separate companion servers or sometimes Node.js command line tools. So when a request comes in for, say, Mermaid, the main server passes it off to the specific Mermaid service.
Ah, so it's like a manager directing traffic to different specialists.
Exactly. It means they can add support for new diagram types relatively easily just by adding a new companion service without messing with the core gateway.
That makes sense. Keeps it nimble.
Very much so. It allows it to evolve as new tools pop up.
Right. So if someone's listening and thinking, okay, I want to try this, what's the easiest way in?
The absolute simplest way is just go to kroki.io. They run Kroki as a free public service right there.
Ready to use in the browser or through those API calls we talked about?
Yep. No installation needed. Just start sending requests or use the simple interface they have on the site. Perfect for trying it out.
But what if you want to run it yourself? Maybe for privacy or internal use?
You could do that too. It's open source, remember. You can self-manage it, download the code, install it on your own server. The documentation mentions it probably requires a bit of Linux know-how to set up smoothly.
Okay, so maybe not for total beginners to self-host, but the options there.
Right. But for just using it, that free service is fantastic. And it's supported by sponsors, like Exoscale providing servers, which keeps it running.
And that commitment to being free and open source really stands out. MIT license.
Yeah, very permissive.
Available on GitHub for anyone to look at, contribute to. And you can host it yourself with pretty minimal resources, apparently.
They even say on the site, Kroki is never going away.
That's quite a statement. Shows confidence in the model.
It does. And that open approach really encourages community involvement. The sources mentioned they're actively planning the future, even have a questionnaire out asking for user input.
Ah, so they're listening to users.
Seems like it. It reflects that idea that, you know, more perspectives make things better. Plus, they provide good resources, a cheat sheet, lots of examples. Decent documentation makes it easier to get started.
So it's not just code thrown over the wall. It's an active project.
Definitely feels like a living project, yeah.
Okay, so stepping back a bit, beyond just making diagrams quickly, what's the bigger picture here? Why does simplifying visualization like this really matter?
Well, knowledge is only useful if it's understood and can be applied, right?
Yeah.
Visuals are just incredibly powerful for that. Kroki makes creating those visuals almost trivial. And think about modern workflows. You can actually store the text for your diagram right alongside your code in Git.
So the diagram becomes part of your version control.
Exactly. Diagrams as code. It means your documentation, your architecture diagrams, can evolve right along with the system itself. They stay up to date.
That's huge. No more outdated diagrams floating around.
Hopefully fewer, anyway. It makes collaboration smoother, turns abstract ideas into something concrete and shareable.
And it really lowers the barrier to entry, doesn't it?
It democratizes it.
You don't need to be a designer. You don't need expensive software licenses.
Anyone who can write a bit of structured text can create a clear visual. It empowers more people to communicate their ideas effectively. Quickly, too.
Yeah, speed seems key.
And think about those industries mentioned in the sources. DevSecOps, healthcare, finance, manufacturing.
Right, lots of complex systems there.
Absolutely critical to understand workflows, architectures, processes in those fields. Kroki offers a simple, consistent way to generate those vital diagrams across different teams, different projects.
So it promotes consistency as well.
And maybe even better understanding, because you had to articulate it clearly in text first, like we discussed.
We've covered a lot of ground here on Kroki, from what it is creating diagrams from text.
Using that unified API for tons of formats.
To how it works with HTTP requests, GET, and POST.
And its modular architecture.
And how you can use the free service or self-host the open source tool.
It really boils down to efficiency, accessibility, and making complex stuff easier to grasp.
Hopefully this deep dive sparks some ideas, maybe an aha moment, about how text-to-diagram could help you.
Yeah, it's a powerful concept.
So maybe think about it. What's one complex idea or process you've struggled to visualize recently? Perhaps Croaky is the tool to finally make that clear for yourself or for your team. And before we wrap up, a huge thank you once again to our sponsor, SafeServer. They focus on hosting software solutions and supporting digital transformation journeys. Check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Great stuff.
Join us next time for another deep dive. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning,
and keep asking questions.